Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from the Eau Claire authors of the new book, Home Again and Again, Recollections, Stories, Guideposts. One of the co-authors, Dr. Ann Racine, says, in a time when loneliness is a public health crisis, these pages of heart and laughter help us find our way home again. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Ann Racine is a mom, grandmother, sibling, and wife. She's also a college teacher and a retired nurse. Her long fascination with all things home inspired the essays found in Home and Home Again. Meanwhile, her husband, Lou Racine, is also a dad, grandfather, and Ann's research partner, co-author, and co-presenter at seminars in university classes. Randy Johnson of Eau Claire says she's known Ann and Lou Racine for many years.
Oh, Ann and Lou have been friends, very dear friends, for many, many years. Ann and I go way back to nursing school in Madison.
Regarding the book Home Again and Again, Randy says,
I love the book. It's written with a theme that I think resonates with us all on a very deep level of a longing for home, and not just our physical home, you know, our homes, while it was imperfect, whatever, but ultimately to our heavenly home, to be united with God in eternity. And it's has elements of her testimony, of her struggling with worldview, of many her Italian mother-in-law. Is just a hilarious chapter, but it's a very sweet, thought-provoking, charming book.
Dr. Ron Potter Efron has written a number of books and is now a mostly retired counselor who specialized in anger management and domestic violence offender treatment. He's friends of the Racines and says,
first, I want you to know I found the Racines as a couple some of the most exceptionally gentle, kind, and caring human beings I've ever met.
Potter Efron says,
at the same time, they're very creative and just a little quirky in how they see the world.
He continues,
they are amazingly courageous, that they are willing to accept challenges. They are willing to try new things and do different things. And, for instance, probably the best example is taking the subject of forgiveness, doing tremendous research on that topic, and then presenting forgiveness workshops to advanced nursing students. Not an easy thing to do, flying in the against the trend in medicine to just get the facts and not deal with feelings and not learn about yourself.
Potter Efron says,
you see all these qualities in their book, the kindness, the courageousness, and the adventuresomeness. The book is not a standard autobiography. Anne and Lou mix stories about Anne's growing up with thoughtful comments on nursing, forgiveness, and counseling.
Finally, Potter Efron says,
I've known this couple just for couple years now, and gifted me with being the first person to read an early copy of her book. It was just a diary at that time, and I consider their friendship as one of the good, really good things that I have in my life now.
On Labor Day, I sat down with Dr. Ann Racine and her husband, Lou Racine, to talk about their new book, Home Again and Again, and began by asking Ann, how did she come to write the book?
Well, I have a very close friend who wrote a memoir about her life, and she said, you have to write a memoir for your children and for your grandchildren, because it's important for them to know the stories about your family. And so I would write a chapter, which I began to realize was really fun compared to writing what I normally write, which is academic peer-reviewed journal articles. So I thought, this is really fun, and I would read Lou a chapter, and he said, well, this isn't just for our grandchildren. This is something we want to publish. Let's publish this. Now, of course, he'd worked for a publishing company before, so that seemed easy for him, but so he was very helpful in deciding, okay, let's work together on this project. So it turned out to be kind of a a date project in a way. We did
many marriage enhancement hours of marriage enhancement.
So it's kind of a memoir with a message.
Right.
And what does that mean?
Well,
a lot of science in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of science in it. I must say that I have taught at the university in the nursing department, undergraduates, graduates, doctoral students, for at least a decade. And also, I've had a private practice as a nurse practitioner, and specialized in mostly people with mental health issues and extreme problems with pain. And I've worked inpatient about 7 different psychiatric units. So I have a heart for having people learn how to overcome loneliness and overcome the isolation that people are feeling. Even young people are feeling this, because I can really see that at the university. And so I thought, you know, this book could use some of the positive psychology that I've taught to students and weave it in stories in a way that's much more fun than just reading the peer-reviewed journal article. And so I would say most of the chapters have an underlying theme of some of the, how to apply some of this beautiful research that's come out to how to be happier and how to be more joyful, more just peaceful in your home.
Well, I think what we began to see as we were writing things was that this also has this whole theme of, what does it really mean to experience home? Is home just a place with 4 walls and a roof? Or is it the way people interact with each other, no matter where they are? So we come to see that home, the experience of home, is when you are in relationships with others that make you feel accepted, understood, heard, respected for who you are, and where you don't have to be afraid. And that is the experience of home. You don't have to be afraid to share what's on your heart and mind. And a lot of the stories in this book, I think, unfold that theme in one way or another. And the science, the references to science and positive psychology reinforce that.
Right. And I also say some of the underlying thinking. For example, I talk about how my mom taught me that you can turn stuff into love. And that basically that's what a home is. It's not just vases and dishes and nice couches, but it's turning stuff into love for people. And that I got from my mom, but I really also got it from my understanding of God and my understanding of my faith, that the incarnation, where Jesus became a man, he caused the creation to become love in a way that never it was, you know, before. And so it brought a whole new power and meaning to the material world. And so that home is a reflection of what God has done when God became a man. And that we can bring that beauty and love to his creation in a way that attracts people who are lonely, or ministers to people who are hurt, or just even our own families, that can give kids stability, or it can make older people feel like they're safe.
Mm-hmm. And yet, Lou, I mean, so many people come from broken homes. I know my parents got divorced many, many years ago after my freshman year in college, but for a lot of folks, I mean, their folks get divorced, you know, even as they're growing up. I mean, so will somebody who's come from a broken home may be able to get that sense of what home is in reading Home and Home and Home Again Again?
I think absolutely, and I think that's where the science really helps. There's practical direction for how to interact more effectively with other people, how to create a more positive emotional experience for yourself. I think we've talked about gratitude, for instance. I believe that's one of the principles that is unfolded and rolled out in the book. That's just one of many. So absolutely, I think whether you're from an intact home growing up and from happily married parents, or you're not, there's something for you in this book.
Anne and Lou Racine's book, Home Again and Again, draws on the teaching of leading marriage researchers John and Julie Gottman, specifically in their writing about the 5-to-1 ratio.
And I tell it through stories about my grandchildren and how they, in my observation, have this 5-to-1 positive ratio in how they act and how they communicate with their siblings. My daughter has 6 children, and so it's a little bit of a example of what, when you watch them, of how encouraging they are to each other. And that 5-to-1 ratio is the sweet spot for having a happy home. And
what does that mean again, the 5-to-1 ratio?
Well, you do 5 positive interactions with your husband, but or with your children, for every 1, time where you had to really have a negative reaction, or maybe you didn't have to, but you did have a negative reaction. We're going to have negative reactions and negative experiences in our homes. But if the ratio is where the positive outweighs the negative by 5-to-1, you really have a better shot at really having a stable, happy home. That's
or
what
any
they research.
Stable, happy relationship in or out of the home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Workplace. Friends at church, anywhere.
Right.
Another thing that you've taught at the university is forgiveness, and you've even worked together as a couple, and so that's included in the book.
Yes. We are forgiveness researchers. We have quite a few articles published in peer-reviewed journals that are read and quoted by scholars around the world, but what we really want to do is go ivory tower to Main Street. So we have a chapter in there about my private practice that I had on Barstow Street, and it really talks about the pain of a young man that came to my office. I had people referred to my office, my practice, from doctors and psychologists and from nurse practitioners who had problems with anger and who needed to learn how to forgive. And so this young man's story is in there, and it's a beautiful story of him and his ex-fiancé, who became his regular fiancé, and they got married, after working on forgiveness issues. And we have done we've done quite a few seminars for the public, and some for providers on forgiveness. And this is really exciting to us, that we're able to put these guideposts that came out of, I would say, 2 or 3 years of research, many interviews, that answer the question, where do people get the power to forgive?
Right, and that question arose out of your experiences in your private practice, and it was one that we wanted to find an answer to. And it was primarily out of 2 research projects that we were able to discover many answers to that question. And out of that came these guideposts, the 12
right.
guideposts to forgiveness.
Right.
Now, spiritually speaking, so often it seems we'll say that, Jesus is like, he who's forgiven much loves much. And so a simple Christian explanation seems to be, hey, you were forgiven much, and so now draw from that. Is that what you say, or what else do you point to?
I would say what we pointed to is how these people, what these people told us. And what I want to say to that is that these people are amazing examples. Quite a few of them forgave parents for murdering the other parent. People forgave being tortured in war, intimate partner violence. And so we asked that question of the people, and they gave all sorts of answers that we analyzed. And some of them are about prayer. Some of them are about being connected to God. Some of them are finding a strong human person to help you. An example of that that was in the studies that we went through was someone, two children who lost both their parents. One went to prison, the other was dead because of the murder of their mother by their father. And they had a missionary aunt who was in another country and had been there for many years, who flew back and became their caregiver. And her loving, forgiving attitude And the strength that she gave them, they said, was the reason they were able to forgive. So sometimes we think, you know, directly of our Heavenly Father helping us do it, and sometimes it's another person. There's just lots of different answers that people gave, which we thought were very helpful.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. For sure, if you understand that you've been forgiven a lot, and that cultivates some humility in you and a profound sense of gratitude, which of course can help you more readily forgive others. Not everyone fully appreciates how much they've been forgiven by the Lord, and yet they want to forgive and have more healthy relationships with others. What the guideposts do is give you tools and strategies to help realize that.
Mm-hmm. So they're in the back of the book.
Mm-hmm.
That is a section called
Guidepost
to Forgiveness. Yeah. And I think what's interesting is that I've had people who just wanted to copy that chapter and the guidepost and send it to their kids.
Right. A lot of what we found with people with forgiveness is people want to forgive, they want to release their anger, but don't know how. And that's what the guideposts are about. It's sort of the how-to.
Right.
How do you make this? How do you experience this?
Yeah. This young man who, when I showed him basically a diagram of how forgiveness works, he said, well, yeah, but where do I get the power? And so that was where this question came from.
The guideposts to forgiveness that Anne and Lou Racine talk about are on pages 224 to 226 of their book, Home Again and Again. And just to give a brief overview, there's 12 different points and 12 paragraphs, but those points regarding forgiveness are: understand your hurts before you can forgive yourself or another person. They say you need to examine what happened to you. Second, begin with knowledge. Third, they say press pause. Fourth, put your health first. Fifth, take baby steps. Sixth, change channels. Seventh, power up. Eight, lean on somebody. Nine, they say see both sides. 10, look for meaning. 11, realize life is short. And 12, forgive yourself. You are human, vulnerable, and you make mistakes. Again, this is a very rich, well thought of section in the back of the book, Home Again and Again. And while I'm giving you just a sentence or so about each of those 12 points, each basically has its own paragraph. And this comes at the end of this fine book, about which we've been talking to Lou and Anne Racine here on Chippewa Valley this week.
I'm able to talk about in the book my parents' faith, how I actually was picked up hitchhiking by a doctor who taught at Harvard, and how through them I began to understand what Jesus did for me. And then my father became very curious, because I had changed my life so much at age 19, that he went to meet this couple. And some remarkable things came up in that conversation that had a big effect on my father to start reading, who was an agnostic at the time, but he started reading C.S. Lewis. And had a conversion experience himself. So there's some really interesting things in that chapter that I don't want to give away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surprising things.
Speaking of surprise, chapter one is Surprised by Wisconsin. So you were raised in Massachusetts, or at least on the East Coast. And when did you come to Wisconsin? What surprised you about the Badger State?
Well, I came to Wisconsin when I was 16, which was right before my senior year in high school. And during that year, that's when four students were shot dead at Kent State, and also Mississippi University, Mississippi, some students were killed during the Vietnam War protests. Well, my father was an administrator at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and his name and our home address, along with 20 other administrators' home address, was posted all over campus with Bomb the Pigs over it. Huh. So this was a big surprise to us. And at the time, my dad was a somewhat well-known negotiator. He'd done some negotiations with the federal government, with Harvard. And so he was the person who was put in charge of negotiating the police and the university police and the National Guard to try to get it, so the ERs were not just filled with bloody policemen and bloody students. But those students started marching toward our neighborhood, down University Avenue, if you know Madison, toward the west side, very close to our house. And the police were aware of it. And so there's a chapter about that evening in our house. And
that was a surprise because you were expecting it to be a boring.
I thought it would be very boring to go from the metropolitan area of Boston to where are we moving to?
Yeah, sure.
Dr. Anne Racine and her husband Lou Racine on their book Home Again and Again, Recollections, Stories, Guideposts. You can order your copy at Daughters Books on Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire by calling 715-514-2305. That's 514-2305, Daughters Books at 514-2305. Or you can also find a copy of Home Again and Again on Amazon. Our thanks to Randy Johnson and Ron Potter Efron also for talking with us about Dr. Anne Racine and her husband Lou Racine and their book, Home Again and Again. Our subject and focus on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.